The chronology of key events between February 1947 and May 1948 is worth recapping at this point. Hence, I will present an initial overview of the period I wish to focus on in detail in this chapter. First, in February 1947, the decision was made by the British cabinet to pull out of Mandatory Palestine and leave it to the UN to solve the question of its future. The UN took 9 months to deliberate the issue, and then adopted the idea of partitioning the country. This was accepted by the Zionist leadership, who, after all, championed partition, but was rejected by the Arab world and the Palestinian leadership, who instead suggested keeping Palestine a unitary state and who wanted to solve the situation through a much longer process of negotiation. The partition resolution was adopted on 29 November 1947, and the ethnic cleansing of Palestine began in early December 1947 with a series of Jewish attacks on Palestinian villages and neighborhoods in retaliation for the buses and shopping centers that had been vandalized in the Palestinian protest against the UN resolution during the first few days after its adoption. Though sporadic, these early Jewish assaults were severe enough to cause the exodus of a substantial number of people, almost 75,000. On 9 January, units of the 1st All-Arab Volunteer Army entered Palestine and engaged with the Jewish forces in small battles over routes and isolated Jewish settlements. Easily winning the upper hand in these skirmishes, the Jewish leadership officially shifted its tactics from acts of retaliation to cleansing operations. Coerced expulsions followed in the middle of February 1948, when Jewish troops succeeded in emptying 5 Palestinian villages in 1 day. On 10 March 1948, Plan Dalet was adopted. The first targets were the urban centers of Palestine, which had all been occupied by the end of April. About 250,000 Palestinians were uprooted in this phase, which was accompanied by several massacres, most notable of which was the Deir Yassin massacre. Aware of these developments, the Arab League took the decision on the last day of April to intervene militarily, but not until the British mandate had come to an end. The British left on 15 May 1948, and the Jewish Agency immediately declared the establishment of a Jewish state in Palestine, officially recognized by the two superpowers of the day, the USA and the USSR. That same day, regular Arab forces entered Palestine. By February 1948, the American administration had already concluded that the UN partition resolution, far from being a peace plan, was proving a recipe for continued bloodshed and hostility. Therefore, it twice offered alternative schemes to halt the escalation of the conflict, a trusteeship plan for 5 years in February 1948, and a 3-month ceasefire on 12 May. The Zionist leadership rejected both peace proposals out of hand. The official Zionist strategy was fed throughout this period by two impulses. The first consisted of ad hoc reactions to two startling developments on the ground. One was the fragmentation, if not total disintegration, of the Palestinian political and military power systems, and the other the growing disarray and confusion within the Arab world in the face of the aggressive Jewish initiatives and the simultaneous international endorsement of the Zionist project and the future Jewish state. The second impulse to propel Zionist strategic thinking was the drive to exploit to the full the unique historical opportunity they saw opening up to make their dream of an exclusively Jewish state come true. As we saw in the previous chapters, this vision of a purely Jewish nation-state had been at the heart of Zionist ideology from the moment the movement emerged in the late 19th century. By the mid-1930s, a handful of Zionist leaders recognized the clear link between the end of British rule and the possibility of the de-Arabization of Palestine, i.e., making Palestine free of Arabs. By the end of November 1947, most of those in the inner circle of the leadership appear to have grasped this nexus as well, and under Ben-Gurion's guidance, they now turn all their attention to the question of how to make the most of the opportunity that this connection appeared to have given them. Before 1947, there had been other more urgent agendas. The primary mission had been to build a political, economic, and cultural Zionist enclave within the country, and to ensure Jewish immigration to the area. As mentioned previously, ideas of how best to deal with the local Palestinian population had remained vague. But the impending end of the British Mandate, the Arab rejection of the partition resolution, and Ben-Gurion's keen realization of how much of Palestine he would need to make the Jewish state viable, now help translate past ideologies and nebulous scenarios into a specific master plan. Prior to March 1948, the activities the Zionist leadership carried out to implement their vision could still be portrayed as retaliation for hostile Palestinian or Arab actions. However, after March, this was no longer the case. The Zionist leadership openly declared, 2 months before the end of the mandate, it would seek to take over the land and expel the indigenous population by force. Planned Dalit.